Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday, the 2nd of December. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsara, South Atsara, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, Irish Sea, Malin, Hebrides and Fair Isle. The general synopsis at 1800. New high expected Faroes 1024 by 1800 Monday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsara, South Atsara, Forties. Southwesterly 3 to 5 at first, except in northwest Viking, otherwise northerly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Viking and North Atsara. Rain, then wintry showers. Good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Southwest 3 to 5 at first, except in Cromarty, otherwise north 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later in Cromarty and Forth, showers. Good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames. Southwest 4 to 6, veering north 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest, veering northwest 4 to 6, showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, west veering northwest 3 to 5, thundery showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, cyclonic mainly northerly 3 to 5, thundery showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Fitzroy, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, thundery showers. Good, occasionally poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul. Northwesterly backing southwesterly later 4 to 6, decreasing 3 for a time, showers. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West veering northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Irish Sea, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall. North or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southeast 5 to 7 later, showers. Rain later, moderate or good. Malin, Hebrides. North 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5, veering southeast 2 to 4 later, showers. Wintry in Hebrides, good, occasionally poor. Bailey. North 4 to 6, veering southeast 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7 later. Snow showers then mainly fair. Good, occasionally very poor at first. Fair Isle. North 6 to gale 8, veering northeast 3 to 5 later. Wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroes. Northerly 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 5 or 6 later in west. Snow showers, moderate to very poor, becoming good. Southeast Iceland. Northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less, then southeasterly 5 to 7 later. Snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300, Tyree Automatic, North 6, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1005, rising more slowly. Stornoway, north by east 7, rain, 4 miles, 1008, rising quickly. Lerwick, north 4, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1003, rising. Week automatic, north by east 6, slight drizzle, 8 miles, 1004, rising. Aberdeen, north 1, 19 miles, 1001, rising slowly. Lucas, west 2, slight rain, 6 miles, 1002, now rising. Boomer, east-southeast 1, 7 miles, 1003, falling quickly. Bridlington, southwest 2, 1005, falling slowly. Sendetti, light vessel automatic, southwest by south 6, 2 miles, 1013. St. Catherine's Point automatic, west-southwest 5, 1013, falling slowly. Jersey, southwest 4, 12 miles, 1,015, now falling. Channel, light vessel automatic, southwest by west 5, 1,014. Scilly automatic, west-northwest 5, 12 miles, 1015 rising more slowly. Milford Haven, west-northwest 3, 14 miles, 1011 rising slowly. Aberporth, west by south 6, 16 miles, 1010 rising slowly. Valley, southwest by west 4, 16 miles, 1007 rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by south 4, 8 miles, 1007 now falling. Valentia, northwest by north 4, 12 miles, 1015 rising. Ronald's Way, west-southwest 4, rain, 19 miles, 1005 steady. Malinhead, north by west 7, recent rain, 7 miles, 1006 rising. Macrihanish Automatic, southwest by west 4, heavy drizzle, 1 mile, 1003 steady. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Sunday, the 1st of December. General situation, the strong west to southwesterly winds across southern and eastern areas will veer northerly or northwesterly overnight and during Monday, with gales expected for a time in the north. Pressure will rise from the west during Monday and Monday night, with the showers and strong winds easing off before a band of rain and strong southerly winds arrive from the west on Tuesday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, north 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain at first in south, otherwise showers, becoming wintry. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west or southwest 2 to 4, veering north 6 to gale 8, then decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain then showers, perhaps wintry later in far north. Good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwest 3 to 5, veering north 6 to gale 8, then decreasing 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest 4 or 5, veering north or northwest 5 to 7, then occasionally 4 again later. Rain or showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, veering northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7 later. Showers, then rain for a time later. Good, occasionally poor later. North Foreland to Selsabille, southwesterly veering westerly, then northwesterly later 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery at first. Good, occasionally moderate. Selsabille to Lyme Regis, southwest 4 to 6 veering west or northwest 5 or 6. Then decreasing 3 or 4 later, showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west veering northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west 4 to 6, veering northwest 5 or 6, then decreasing 3 or 4 later, showers. Good, occasionally moderate. St. David's Head to Great Wormhead, including St. George's Channel, westerly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in far north, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Great Wormhead to the Mull of Galloway, west 3 to 5, veering north or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering northeast 2 to 4 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, west or southwest 4 to 6, veering northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers then fair, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Fall to Carlingford Loch, westerly 4 to 6 at first in south, otherwise northwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 4 at first, except in northern North Channel. otherwise northwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, becoming fair later. Good occasionally moderate at first. Mod of Kintar to Ardmurchan Point. North or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers becoming wintry, perhaps becoming wintry in north. Moderate or good. Ardmurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5, veering east or southeast 2 to 4 later. Showers turning wintry, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, north 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, becoming wintry. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin here on BBC Radio 4. We'll be joining the BBC World Service shortly. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
Syria and Russia intensify their airstrikes on Aleppo and Idlib to try to stop a rapid rebel advance as a Syrian president meets Iran's foreign minister. Also coming up on the newsroom with me, Janat Jalil.
They told me if I don't do the job we tell you to do, you'll be sent back to prison camp. There's a job for you in the tomato fields.
A BBC investigation finds that tomatoes made with forced labour in China are likely being sold in European supermarkets. In Georgia, pro-EU protesters clash with riot police for the fourth night in a row. Gunmen in Ecuador killed 10 foreign nationals in a remote area of the country. And
you're being hijacked. No funny stuff. I want $200,000 in U.S. currency. I want it in a knapsack. And I want four parachutes.
Could a 50-year-old mystery over a hijacker who jumped out of a plane with ransom money be about to be solved? That's after this bulletin.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. In the past half an hour, President Biden has pardoned his son Hunter. He was convicted earlier this year of illegally buying a gun and lying about his drug use as well as tax evasion. Rory Gallimore reports.
Joe Biden had repeatedly said he would not give clemency to his son. But now, in the dying days of his time in office, that's changed. In a statement, the president described his son's prosecution as unfair and a miscarriage of justice. He said the charges only came about because of pressure from his political opponents and that a plea deal would have been a fair resolution to the cases. He finished by saying he hoped Americans would understand how, as a father and a president, he'd made such a decision. His critics, particularly Donald Trump, may not be so forgiving.
Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has described help from Iran and Russia as vital in the fight against the surprise rebel offensive in northern Syria. Russia has continued to carry out airstrikes against rebel positions in and around Aleppo. The Iranian foreign minister met President Assad in Damascus to reassure him of Iran's solidarity. The Turkish foreign minister has said he told the US Secretary of State on Sunday that Ankara would support moves to reduce tension in Syria. Anti-government protesters have been clashing with riot police in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi. It's the fourth consecutive night of protests in Georgia, which were triggered by the Prime Minister's announcement on Thursday that he would suspend the country's bid to join the EU. These protesters explained why they'd taken to the streets.
I'm here for a very simple reason, to defend my European future and the democracy of my country. We've attended elections, and it was clearly rigged, and we've done everything in our power so far to show that we desire a European future. So right now, we're going to defend ourselves our country, our people,